Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of The Family Gamers. This is episode number 57. It is an odd number, and it's all about ketchup.
Heinz 57 is not about ketchup. It's about pickles.
I love pickles. Pickles are delicious.
I know you do.
Alright, anyways, it is the Heinz episode. It is episode number 57. That's an odd number, which means we have a special guest on the show. Not only do we have a special guest on the show,
it is our first ever recurring guest.
It is our first ever recurring guest on the show. We had him out on the show forever ago when his game Maze Racers came out, and now his next game, Baseball Dice, is coming out. And so we have our dear friend, friend of the show, friend of the Family Gamers, Andy Jeremiah, on the show today. How are you doing, Andy?
Great, great. Hello, Nitra. Hello, Andrew.
Hi.
Glad to be on and glad
Welcome
to be
back.
Your first reoccurring guest. Very, very proud of that.
Right. So you will be our 5-6-time SNL recurring guest, you know, in the future. Just keep pumping out the good games. We'll keep having you on the show.
I like it. I like it.
So we wanted to have you on because you've actually got two games that are coming out basically right now. They're both dice-related games.
Mm-hmm.
I've played both of them. Anitra has only played one of them.
Yes.
But those games are Baseball Dice.
And Brew Dice.
And Brew Dice.
Yes, great for the Family Gamers podcast. Brew Dice, very good.
But well, our kids know we like beer.
We do talk sometimes about how family is not just you and your kids. Sometimes it's you and your older siblings and
parents.
Stuff like that. So, you know, it's a game for the kids and then a game for everybody.
Yeah, and even when you go to these breweries today now, actually, they're family-friendly. Some places even have playscapes where your kids
right.
play
I believe
beer, it. As craft beer.
Yeah, our favorite local brewery has a bunch of outdoor games for when you're waiting in line for your beer.
Like cornhole and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just opened a brand new brewery, and they were having a big event, and I was alone with the kids and decided not to bring them. And then I saw pictures after when there were lots of kids there, and I felt like an idiot. So you're right. So so Brew Dice has a clear market. But I thought what we would do is first we'd talk a little bit about these two games, and I'll pretty much open the floor to you. I don't know if you want to talk about really where the idea for these came from. I know that there's kind of an interesting story around Brew Dice and how it originally was going to be a children's game. I don't know if you want to talk about that first or Baseball Dice, but tell us a little bit about the games.
Sure. So as you mentioned, you know, Maze Racers is now going on 2 years. That was my first game that I got published by Foxmind. They've been a really great company and a really good partner. So since then I've been pitching them a bunch of ideas and, you know, it didn't go anywhere. So I was actually getting to the point where I was going to self-publish this kids game that revolved around, you know, just dice and cards where you match patterns on a card. So either a frog, butterfly, or lizard, and a few different color shapes on the backs, and then you would roll shape on your dice to match the shapes on the card and grab the card. Just a fun, you know, light speed game.
Mm-hmm.
And Foxmind wasn't interested. I finally created some prototypes. I brought it to a little game convention here locally, and the excitement of all ages was incredible. I mean, I had grown adults, you know, really getting into it, you know, asking where they could buy it. And I filmed everything. I sent them the video, and that kind of led them to say, okay, you know, this looks good enough. Let's pursue this. And then as I was pursuing that, I just had all these other ideas of how to work with different shapes and different objects on the card, and then it evolved into, you know, beer and snacks and coaster shapes. And then once I, you know, had that concept, I kind of told Foxmind, you know, we're at that point where they hadn't developed anything yet with the game. It was still kind of still all on paper. So I said, let's go down this path first because, you know, craft breweries are exploding. There's really nothing for that market. You know, this will stand out much more than, you know, one more kids game. So they said, well, good. Let's go ahead and do that. So that was Brew Dice. Baseball Dice, again, I was going down the pathway of developing my own game and possibly self-publishing. And I brought it to Gen Con last year. Again, I pitched it to Foxmind. They said no. They didn't do sports games. But I brought it to Gen Con, and then some folks from Foxmind saw people playing it. I had it in the open play area. And they saw just people really, really enjoying it. So, you know, after that, they said, okay, let's go ahead and, you know, do the sports games as well. So Foxmind actually developed a separate division within their company now called FunWiz, because the Foxmind tagline is smarter fun. And, you know, Brew Dice and Baseball Dice weren't necessarily smarter fun. They were just fun games. So they actually, you know, have a new little brand called FunWiz. And Baseball Dice and Brew Dice will be the first two games coming out under that name. And they'll be here in about 2 weeks.
So, awesome. That's awesome. So I can personally attest to the infectious nature of games like Brew Dice. You and I actually hung out in a bar at one point, and we had the game, and we were kind of playing it, and the people at the table next to us kind of saw it, and we offered to let them play a little bit, and it got pretty rowdy. That is a very, very addictive game to play, and it's very, very easy to pick up.
Very easy to pick up.
So.
Yeah, if you go to brewdice.com, there's a little video we took at a brewery, just all ages, you know, playing the game, and it's a fun, fast game. Again, you flip over a card, everyone simultaneously rolling their three dice to match what's on the card. So there you have a beer dice, which has a bottle, can, or glass. You have a snack dice, which has popcorn, pretzel, peanuts, and then you have a coaster dice, which is a round, square, or starred shape coaster. So everyone is simultaneously rolling. You set aside dice that match, re-roll the other ones, and the first person to match their three dice with what's on the card, you know, grabs a card, first five cards win. So again, it's very fast, very light. Just when you're going to grab a card, you know, the person next to you grabbed it half a second sooner. So that is really the fun part of the game, where you think you got it, you look up, and the card is gone. And there's a neat little twist where if you are lucky enough to roll an exact match on the very first roll, which does happen occasionally.
Everybody has to buy you a drink.
Yeah, there are no drinking rules in the game. You can make your own, but it's you threw me off there, Andrew.
House rule.
Yeah.
Exact match. You get to take the card in the center of the table, and you get to steal a card from somebody. So that allows you to maybe come back a little bit if you're a little bit behind.
If you get super lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super lucky. So that's the Brew Dice, and then Baseball Dice is just as easy. You know, I've played many other games out there that are sports related, and there's either full of charts and graphs that you have to look at, or you know, it's just a bit more complicated. As you know, I'm a very light gamer. I like very light games. So Baseball Dice, it's a batter and pitcher duel, two-player game. Each person gets six dice. The batter dice has hits, and the pitcher dice has outs and strikes. So each person rolls their dice simultaneously. Whatever shows up most on your dice, you present to your opponent. Whoever has the most dice wins. So if the pitcher rolls a strike and the batter rolls a single, but there was four singles versus, you know, three strike dice that he rolled, it would be a single. So again, very, very simple rules, and then you move little meeples around the board, and you score runs.
So one of the things I really like about Baseball Dice a lot, and it's in talking to you about it outside of the recording, it sounds like it was something that was never actually intended when you developed the game, is the kind of creative use of the power chip. You didn't really mention the power chip.
Yeah. So, I'm not really sure. I think you may have helped develop that. I mean, I lose track of all the people that I play this with now, but, you know, we were trying to – what happens when there's a tie, you know, each player rolls – four of the same thing, and now it's a tie. And I was going to say, well, the batter wins all ties, or every inning you switch. And then we came up with this power chip idea where, you know, when player has a power chip, when there's a tie, they have that decision making now to say, you know what, I do want to take this strike, and I'm going to give you the chip, and now you have that chip. So the other player has a chip, and then they can decide when there's the next tie, if they want to either, you know, let somebody win the tie, or it's advantageous enough to use that tiebreaker chip and, you know, pass it back to your opponent. So it goes back and forth, and there's some decision making, and it's very funny to see how people really try to hold on to this chip. I've seen people, you know, give away outs, you know, holding on to this chip because that, you know, something is going to come up better, you know? So I'm like, wow. So it's kind of funny to watch people's, you know, strategy with this chip. Some people don't want to give it up, and other people will give it away for all. You know, they're like, wait, what are you doing that for? But you know, so it does add a nice little interesting element to the game. And then it's not really part of the rules because Foxman wanted to keep them very simple, but I like to use that chip where you can re-roll your dice at any time. So if for some reason, you know, based upon what's happening on the field and the pitch count, you might say, you know what, I'm going to re-roll my dice because I if I roll two more home runs, you know, I'm going to get a grand slam or something. So it adds another element of decision making as well for, you know, the power players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the last time we talked, you even mentioned that there's a variant that people were playing with where instead of presenting what you had the most of, you could present any combination that you had, which meant that sometimes instead of just automatically winning something, you could present a better set of dice that would end up as a pair, but then you could use your power chip to force a win on your side.
Yeah, that happened at Origins. I never even thought about that, and of course I was playing with hardcore gamers at Origins, and they just immediately intuitively thought that was the way to play it, and I was like, holy cow. So I added that to the advanced rule set, and it's really interesting. It makes the game really much more interesting, because now you have to really look at the dice and what you have, what your player has, and perhaps instead of presenting what you have the most of, you could present some lesser dice that maybe tie with your opponent, but then you have that chip, so you could win that tie and get that play. So yeah, it's
well, you can. It means you can be more strategic and realize that you have multiple choices.
Exactly.
with the dice in your hand.
So people see it, you know, they think it's a simple, you know, it's all luck, you just roll all your dice, but it really, if you really look at the rules and you play it for a little bit, which, Andrew, I can't believe, and the last show you mentioned, you played like two nine-inning games or a nine-inning game. I mean, the game's intended to be like a three-inning game because, you know, you're constantly rolling dice, but I guess, you know, if you're just, you know, sitting around and you're chatting and you've got some trash talk going on, for quite a few innings.
I should have stopped after three. I was winning after three. But I mean, I really think, you know, and at this point, I've played a fair amount of the game. The baseball dice is a fun game to play, but that power chip is like the killer app for the game, and it really turns it into something that is actually like a significantly strategic game. Because sometimes that thing is, I mean, yes, obviously you're rolling dice, is a little bit of luck, but sometimes the use of that chip can yield substantial differences. You know, when you're losing by three runs and you know, you've got two strikes on you, you can use that chip to save your batter, or you can use that chip, you know, to have the leverage of your opponent knowing that at any time, you can decide to take or leave a tie.
Hmm.
And sometimes it's not even really the utility of using the chip, but the fact that you've got the leverage on any decision that makes it a little bit more interesting.
Right, which is why some people try to hold on to it way too long, because they kind of want to give this leverage up. But, based upon what's happening on the field, it makes it just one more extra level of decision-making in the game.
So that's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So Baseball Dice is basically out now, right? Or it'll be up on Amazon in a few weeks?
Yeah, probably be about a month before it gets up on Amazon. Foxmind is shipping some games. I'm actually going to post it on brewdice.com on the order page. I'll put the baseball dice up there for any folks who are looking to get it right away. It will be available within the next week or so, but probably about a month before it gets to Amazon. And the same goes for Brewdice. They'll be shipping it about a week from Foxmind, but it takes them a while to get it into the system.
Cool. And so, yeah, so that's about a month out. And then, so what is coming next from the great mind of Andy Jeremiah?
Well, of course, once there's baseball dice, there's got to be football dice. So that's already in the works. If this game sells well enough, you know, football dice will be right behind it.
Nice.
So that's already in the works, pretty much fully developed. If that does well, there's also a soccer dice game that I'd like to do as well. And always a ton of ideas floating in my head. I just got to find the right people to say yes. I've looked at self-publishing, but it's tough. I've talked to a lot of folks that have self-published, and it's a full-time thing to try to pursue that. So I'd rather invest the time developing games and hopefully finding somebody that may wish to license them.
Sure.
Sure.
Sounds awesome.
Oh, and
that way you have a whole set of things you don't have to think about,
yeah, exactly.
Which is a
point. Like the whole Kickstarter thing, and then the fulfillment thing, and then the returns thing, all those things that, you know, people always talk about. You know, it's easy to, well, it's not easy to raise the money, but I mean, it's, you know, with enough outreach, you can raise the money, but then it's, you know, it's getting the game manufactured, published, distributed, which, you know, is, unless you do that for a living, it's not a small task.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's also something else that we can mention now, which is something that we love to do on The Family Gamers, and that is to give stuff away.
Yay! Give stuff away!
We love giving things away on The Family Gamers. It's a fun and cool thing to do, and you have generously offered to provide to us some stuff to give away.
Yes, yes. You can give away a baseball dice game and a brew dice game.
Woohoo! Can I win the brew dice game? Because I don't have brew dice yet.
I think we need to pay for brew dice.
Oh. Pay for games? All right.
This is games journalism, Javi.
Right, right. No. I'm kidding. But yeah, so we will have a copy of brew dice and a copy of baseball dice available to give away. I don't know if we're going to have we'll have the giveaway go up tomorrow.
Why not?
We will have the giveaway go up tomorrow. So check out thefamilygamers.com. We will have a blog post up for that giveaway. We're going to be closing out and announcing the Card Caddy giveaway winners at the end of this show. So that giveaway has ended. But we will have a new giveaway. I love back-to-back giveaways. That is awesome.
We love giving stuff away.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And so we will have a new giveaway that is starting up tomorrow for a copy of Baseball Dice and a copy of Brew Dice. And that is super cool.
Yeah, and also I wanted to mention I'm going to be going to the Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown, New York. There was a gift and toy shop there that saw baseball dice at the Toy Fair in New York, and then they saw it again at another toy show in April, and they asked if I would actually go there and demo the game, and I said absolutely. So I'm going to head there. They're going to allow me to demo the game for two straight days outside. I've never been to Cooperstown. It's supposed to be like a cute little town. It's about a block and a half away from the Hall of Fame Museum, and I guess it's wall-to-wall baseball fans, so it'll be interesting to see how the game is accepted from just sports fan versus gamer fans.
I am so jealous. I think I told you that before. I'm so jealous of you going for that whole event. That is insane to me.
You're welcome to come along, Andrew. You're welcome to...
We'll talk about that after the show. So Andy tried to step away for a minute. But, Andy, so how can people get a hold of you? Do you have dedicated Twitter accounts for the games, or should they just go straight to Foxmind? What is the best way? How can people find you on the social media?
I am terrible at social media. That is one thing that I think has passed me by. My kids, live and die by it, but for some reason I just have not gotten into it. So I'm terrible at social media, but I do have a few websites. I have a website called brewdice.com, which is easy to remember. Then I also have a website called cerealboxmaze.com. And the cerealboxmaze.com was my first website that was for maze racers, and that explains how maze racers came to be, where that concept was just having kids create simple marble mazes inside of a cereal box, and that into maze racers. So it kind of documents the process that I took to get that idea licensed. So that whole website is dedicated to maze racers, and then brew dice is obviously dedicated to brew dice. I don't have anything for baseball dice yet, so I will match up baseball dice on the brew dice site. But on both of those websites, there are contact links, so you can email me from either one of those sites.
Awesome. So I think that is pretty much it. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listening audience?
Well, if you go to brewdice.com, there is an option for custom cards. And what does that mean? Well, if you're say you like to brew your own beer, a lot of folks are doing some home brewing, and you give away some of your beer during the holidays, wouldn't it be neat to give away a brew dice game that had a card with one of your beers on there? So you have the option to order some customized cards. So you buy the brew dice game, then you buy these customized cards, and then you can just, they're not going to be part of the game, obviously, but you open up the game, you insert that card, you close the box back up, you wrap it, and then you can give it away as a gift with one of your own custom cards. The idea there was, to allow, individual consumers to do that, and then also breweries. So if I'm a brewery and I didn't, become part of Brewdice, which, by the way, we forgot to mention, there are over 18 breweries from around the country that are part of the game. So we have Long Trail out of Vermont, Racer out of California, Revolution Brewing in Chicago is in there. All over the country, there are breweries on there. But there are over 5,000 breweries in the U.S. now. If more breweries would like to have one of these games and have one of their beers on one of these cards, we can offer custom cards to breweries as well to the consumer. Craft beer weddings now are very popular, where people are holding their wedding at some of these craft breweries because they're beautiful locations now.
What a time to be alive!
So you can have one of the glasses in the beer dice game have your wedding date on there, right? And that could be part of a custom game that you give away as a to your wedding party, or have out on the tables for people to play. So I'm trying to create a unique opportunity for this game to be customized. What's nice is that the dice are molded dice, they're great high quality dice. The cards, material easy to create custom cards today, just online. So I'll create custom cards for anybody. Again, just contact me via the website. You can go on the website and take a look at some of those options. And that's brewdice.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, awesome. Let's see. Do you have anything you'd like to add, Darlene?
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Sorry.
All right. Well, he is Andy Jeremiah. He's quick becoming a casual game
Genius.
Sure.
Looking for the right word. Thank you, Anitra.
So
I try to be complimentary. No, but I mean, I know how they say that 99% of genius is really just hard work, and I can see that with all the ideas you've put out there. You keep working until you have something that people like, and then you keep working on it until it's polished and done.
That helps. I mean, you have to get it out there. I spent a lot of time, going to different conventions, which I had never done, prior to getting into this world. But it's been a blast, and just getting in front of people, getting their feedback is really makes it a nice way to polish up that game.
Oh, and while you were gone, Andy said that I could go with him to Cooperstown during Hall of Fame weekend to demo the game. So
cool.
I'm going to do that.
What weekend is that?
I don't know.
leave it Friday night, Andrew.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But I am pretty jealous that you've got this incredible idea that's become a product that you can bring to a place like Cooperstown, toy and game stores in Cooperstown. That is a really, really awesome thing. You're not there yet, so until then, go to
brewdice.com. BREW dice.com.
And on there you can order both of these games. They'll be available within the next week or two. You can pre-order them now. They'll be available in the next week or two, and then they will get shipped right to you. They're fairly inexpensive games. They're about $15 a piece, so if you order one copy of each,
that's free shipping.
Over $25, and there's a code for free shipping. So there you go. So that's going to be it for us, I think, this week. Thanks again, Andy, for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, guys. It's been a lot of fun.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. We just wrapped up our interview with Andy Jeremiah, but we didn't want to forget to announce the winners of our Card Caddy giveaway.
Yeah, this is awesome because we could actually pick lots of winners instead of just one.
Yeah, it was fun.
So it was a lot of fun to do that. So we are here. We will go back and forth. We will take turns announcing our winners. Shall I start, my dear?
Yes.
All right, so our first winner of a Card Caddy is Laura Crane. Congratulations, Laura. Followed us on Facebook.
Hey. Our next winner is Kristen Fish.
We mentioned that Kristen left a comment on our post.
Yes. And she said
last week.
She said she'd probably just keep a regular deck of cards in it. Well, your wish is about to be granted.
Yes, it is. All right. Our next winner is Edie. She also left a comment on our post.
Yes, she did. She was the first comment on the post, and she said she wants it for Uno. It may or may not work for that. I think Uno is more than 60 cards.
Well, you know what? You'll get a card caddy. If it
you
fits,
can
awesome.
Test
if it,
out.
It doesn't, the double stack is coming out very, very soon.
That's
you
right.
can pick up one of those.
Our next one is Jennifer Grossen, or maybe Jennifer Grayson.
Jennifer followed us on Twitter with the Twitter handle at Ranchan, R-A-N-N-C-H-A-N.
Thanks, Jennifer. Number five is...
Amy Marr. Amy Marr followed us on Facebook, and she left a comment on our post.
Yep. Again, another one. She'll use it for regular deck of cards, because then you can take them with you anywhere.
And finally...
our last winner is Laura Sharp.
Laura entered with her email address, just the enter the giveaway, and
yep.
she wins a copy. I'm not going to share your email address, Laura. Don't worry. But she also won. So that is six winners of the card caddy.
Yeah.
That's totally awesome. And just a reminder, check out our website, thefamilygamers.com. We are putting up a new giveaway tomorrow.
Yes. You will have a chance to win a copy of Brew Dice.
And a copy of Sports Dice Baseball.
Yeah.
Or we call it baseball dice sometimes, but it's Sports Dice Baseball. Both from the inimitable mind of Andy Jeremiah.
And the publisher FunWiz.
Yes. Which is an imprint of Foxmind.
Yes.
So go to our website, check that out. As always, you can find us on Twitter.
At FamilyGamersAA.
Facebook. Facebook.com/FamilyGamersAA. Instagram at FamilyGamersAA. You can email us. Go to our website. Please leave us a review on iTunes. We love you. We're having a great time doing this. And we would love to hear what you think.
And don't forget, until next time, play games with your kids.